Hi, excuse me, is very, very fun day in the house? I'm sorry, maybe this mic is broken. Is very, very fun day in the house? Fuck yeah. It's great being at a podcast festival where people are drunk at noon. Who's the drunkest? All right, front row, way to go. You know, I know Chicago, big beer town, right? A lot of craft brews, a lot of local breweries. I'm sampling this local lager that I have never had before. It's a Miller High Life. Apparently, it's the champagne of beers. And it is really living up to its name. Boy, thank you all so much for coming out at a weird time for a comedy show. Oh, I'm Jordan Morris, by the way. If you'd like to see me chat some more at 4:15, I'm going to be down in the tack room with Carrie Poppy and Dan McCoy from the Flophouse. But for now, you guys are in for a real treat. These two are pretty amazing human beings. They are reporters, journalists, very, very funny people. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. They've investigated everything from penis enlargements to holistic vaping to Scientology. Guys, please give a hand for the truly amazing Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
Hello! Welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Carrie Poppy. And today you have a weird thing on your head.
What? Yes, this is the think device.
So, can you guys see that?
Why are you laughing? That wasn't a joke. That's what it's called.
There is a very weird white triangle on Ross's head.
It's glowing, I hope, because I'm using it currently. I'm getting a boost. It's a THYNC, that's how you spell it.
So you might think, well, this must be a transcranial direct stimulation device. I know that's what you were thinking.
As I did,
because that's kind of like popular, it's in vogue right now.
Some of you may have heard Radiolab's 9-volt Nirvana episode, and like this woman went in to do sniper practice, wasn't so good, and then like she zaps her brain, and now like, I'm amazing, I'm a super robot, I'm killing everything. I think that's how to summarize the show.
Yeah, you got it.
So I wanted those powers.
But those are hard to get your hands on. So now there are these consumer versions that are like kind of tampered down versions of that.
Yeah, there's like a whole homegrown industry of people online just like hooking up 9-volt batteries and we're going to do that eventually, so, you know, wait for it. But this is slightly different. Okay, Carrie, you want to tell us what it actually is?
This is a transdermal electrical neurosignaling device.
So, transdermal across the skin. So it's right next to your brain and behind your ear. It is attempting to electrify, zap these nerves that are near the skin and very much kind of exposed, and then go to the brain, but not go through the cranium through the skull.
So it releases norepinephrine and the...
Not to be confused with Nora Ephron, writer and director of Meg Ryan films.
Rest in peace.
I get them confused sometimes.
So all of these think devices come with two different... What would you call these? Tabs? What do they call these?
I don't know what to call that. Yeah. The sticky things.
Sticky things. So there are calm versions and there are energy versions. And Ross has on the energy version right now.
I'm going to turn up the energy. All right, what do we say? 86%? Should I go higher?
Yeah.
96.
Based on...
Keep going.
Based on having edited our show and looked at the wavelengths of your voice versus mine, I'm going to determine that it's better that I use the calm one.
All right, yeah, so I have the energy. There are two different types of connections here. While she's getting that thing out, I'll show you the packaging. It's very beautiful, like Apple-type product packaging. So we have the Think sleeve.
Apple, everybody. Yeah. It's here for Apple. John Hodgman's here.
And... So you remove the sleeve and you see yet another backslash, but this one is kind of iridescent. Now, Carrie, is this a back or a forward slash?
That's a forward slash. Thank you for asking, Ross.
It's actually a forward slash.
I used to get them very mixed up, but how you can remember is, think of it as a person, the person's falling forward.
Carrie has actually given this explanation on the show maybe three or four times, and we've edited it out every time.
You've edited it out every time.
So I'm glad we could clear this up finally. There's a warning. If you are susceptible to fainting or reflex syncope, as a result of donating blood, getting a shot, or due to anxiety / panic attacks, then do not use the Think System until you consult your physician.
Now, I wrote to them and said, oh, okay, I faint every time I give blood. And they were like, that's okay. They really did. They said, just make sure you're sitting down the first time you try it, and if you faint, don't do it again.
They didn't say, like, have a medical professional handy?
But I've been doing it for the last few weeks, and it's fine, so.
I love every time they say Think System, like on their website or on these various packets, I think of Professor Harold Hill, like teaching all the kids of the town how to play instruments without actual instruments. This is different.
Okay, so.
Where are we at?
I'm going to put my device on my forehead. I have to put it above my eyebrow. If you touch your eyebrow, you guys, it's chaos because it'll electrocute your hair follicles and it's very painful.
Am
I okay?
Yeah. Oh wait. Do you need the app? Actually, has a handy little it uses your forward-facing camera, so you can see the lovely blonde lady wearing it, and then you can see yourself, and then get it.
I think I'm okay.
Yeah. No, that looks good. That looks pretty good.
So. Yeah, you want to miss your hairline, but also your eyebrow line. And then on the Calm device, you pull the node on the back to behind your neck. And I'm going to electrocute myself back there.
Yeah, that's tricky because you've got long hair. So anytime you feel sharp jabbing pains with this thing, ow, that means that you probably got hair that wandered underneath it. So I'm not sure how you're placing that and avoiding hair, but good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, I've definitely a few times hit hair and it's very painful. Okay, and then
it's safe.
Yes. Okay, and then it pairs with your smartphone.
It's got a Bluetooth
antenna. My Apple smartphone. That literally is John Hodgman.
He's contractually obliged. Okay, this just thanks me for taking part in this journey. Okay.
Okay, and then I've got a bunch of different settings. So, Ross, let's have the audience vote. Okay, so here are the options. Should I be Zen? Sleep? Do you want me to go to sleep during the show? Good night, bliss, or deep relax? Those are your options. So.
Whoa.
What?
It's like you pre-discussed this.
Okay.
When she asks, we're going to say bliss. You ready, everybody? All right.
Bliss it is. That was nuts.
That's really. What are we missing about bliss?
I don't know.
I was going to put you to sleep, but okay.
Okay.
Right as you started asking that, I was having one of these rare moments. We'll talk about the effects later, but the lights were actually shuddering. You could see the lights flickering, or I could.
Yeah, so sometimes if it gets too close to your eyeball, it creates, what are they called, phone?
Phosphenes.
Phosphenes, where, it overstimulates your eyeball and you see these flashes of light, but don't worry, that's okay.
Oh, it's doing it now. Yeah, this is just a jittering of the lights. But yeah, occasionally you'll have a bright, shining light, and it'll feel like it's just out of your vision. So you'll look up where'd that light come from? But there's no light there.
Now, I find this very unpleasant.
But it looks so stylish. I don't know if you guys can see, but there is a wire that connects the head unit to either behind your ear if you're energy using or the back of your neck.
Right.
Then this isn't comfortable for you. It's not
no.
Stylish. If you wear this, you are going to have conversations about this.
Yeah, and only this. On the way here on the airplane, our flight attendant came by and she was like, may I ask what that is? And then we told her, and she was like, can I try it?
This was Kathleen. We like Kathleen.
Yeah, yeah, Kathleen's great.
She came back. She's like, I'll come back. My shift, I get a break in like 40 minutes. I'll be back. She was.
She came back. We actually had an empty seat between us. So we're like, you can sit here. And she said, I have to stand in the aisle. I'm not allowed to take a seat. So she just stood there for 15 minutes with this on her head, just looking out at the rest of the plane.
Okay, I want to see if I can get the same accord from our audience. Okay, I'm still on energy, but now I've run out of my surge. So shall we do awake, boost, holly jolly, or work?
What the fuck is happening?
That's amazing. You know what? That's the only setting I haven't used because it's the energy you need to push through those holiday plans. And it just didn't seem relevant, but now it's relevant. All right. Tell us what's going on.
So, okay, it gives you these prickly, I don't know, it's kind of like being jabbed. You know when you get your blood taken but with a finger prick? It's sort of like getting like 1,000 of those on your forehead.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, this is held on by an adhesive, like this stickum material that once you take the sheet off, then, you know, now you have this adhesive. And it doesn't stay very sticky very long. And there's some of those patterns that when you turn it on, it feels like the prickling of the adhesive coming loose. And so, like, you'll keep, like, touching your forehead to put it back on. But no, it's not coming loose. It's just the prickling.
I find it, you don't find it, like, uncomfortable?
It's not bad. No.
Okay, but hang on. Ross has a cracked rib right now. And earlier today, he coughed and he grabbed himself and I said, oh, and he said, it's okay, it just hurts a lot.
All right, maybe I'm not the best bellwether.
I think you just have like a really, you just have a, you know, a good constitution.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it is a compliment.
I was gonna make a political joke about having a good constitution. I'm just gonna leave it. All right. Okay, so
I think someone just said nah.
Nah.
No puns.
So I'm on Holly Jolly now, and I don't know how well you can see, but there's a little timer. So you start out with maybe 10 minutes. Most of them are 10 minutes. Some are 15. You'll see it wind down, and it's also following these radial spokes that go around the circle with the time. And so you see how much time you have remaining. You see how juiced up you are in terms of, like, percentage. And then you'll see, like, where there are peaks and valleys. So as it's going around, it'll kind of go up, and you know, oh, big one's coming.
So the calm one is supposed to be not as severe as the energy one. And it's not, but it's still unpleasant. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm at 72%, and I'm yanking it up. I've never gone above 80.
No. I tried 100 once. Let's do it again.
Okay. I will, too. This is the first
100.
Time. Okay. Okay, 80, 90. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Holly jolly. They also give you...
Oh, ow, okay.
There's a play button, and there's like an...
rest here for a second, bliss.
There's an up and down button, and so you can change the intensity at any time. There's a pause and a stop button. There's a plus 5 button, so you can add 5 minutes if you're having a great time. And wait, what did you say? The little.
Oh yeah, there's this little button where you can get like a jolt for a second.
It looks like a radical symbol with an arrow at the end. Okay, so I'm gonna jolt myself. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
It actually stopped.
Oh, that's not supposed to happen.
So maybe it's a break. Oh, it's coming back. Oh, okay.
Oh, see.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and that jolts. There you go.
It's back. All right. These also, you have to charge them. So if this wasn't sounding inconvenient enough already, you're having to detach adhesive pads, attach this to your skin. Turn it down.
Okay. It just told me to check the connection.
Oh, so, yeah, you've had that issue a lot with yours. I think it's because of your hair.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. But first I got the white zaps in my eye, so.
Yeah,
anyway,
you have to charge
this
thing.
Feeling pretty blissful.
It'll come out of... It'll come out of the package with a little bit of charge, you know, like an Apple device. Let's hear it.
Apple.
that's been on the shelf for a while, but don't start using it right away. Don't make my mistake. It'll quickly run out of battery and then complain at you. So you get a little indicator on the app of how much battery power is left. So charge it up. It gives you like a little USB connector. And how does the stick-em work, Carrie? Does it stay sticky?
Yeah, mine always has trouble. I don't know.
They say on the website that like it's supposed to last, they say several times if you keep your skin clean.
I will say this. I contacted their customer service once and said, "Oh, I'm having trouble getting it sticking." And you okay?
Keep going.
Okay. They immediately called me back and they were like, "We'll troubleshoot with you. Like, let's see about your placement." My placement was okay. And then they sent me a little headband to hold my hair back, and they sent me extra sticky thingies because they're like, "Oh, you probably used up a lot." So they've excellent customer service.
Yeah, you were saying that. Did you reach out to them originally? Because this had been recommended to us. We'd already done an episode on flex belts, which is it was kind of a similar concept where you had these electrified pads on your abdomen that were supposed to help you tense up and, you know, become buff.
Yeah, we gave those away immediately after the show.
Yeah, I lent it out to a friend. He hasn't given it back. Maybe he likes it.
Well, should we try this out on someone else?
Yes, we should.
Who do you think would appreciate an Apple-like product?
Who could judge this with equanimity?
Who's funny and smart, but also we want to cause pain to.
Oh, that would be John Hodgman. Come on out. Welcome.
Hello. What a pleasure to be here.
Hello, John Hodgman.
Watching your podcast from the side. Thanks for
you
all.
You can have a seat.
May I?
You'll
giving
like
us
it.
A side
yeah.
glance.
What is happening, robots? Well, you are. You're 6 of 8, and you're 7 of 8. Is that correct?
7 of 9. Yeah.
Whatever.
We are going
all
to
right,
assemble.
I messed it up. Nerds. Jeez.
I only know that because our producer Ian Kramer just told me right beforehand.
Oh.
We are going to assimilate you.
You beat me to the Borg joke, Ian.
Yeah. We are going to assimilate you.
Ian is fired.
All right.
Sorry.
So you're going to get Carrie's attached to you.
Oh, okay. Are we allowed to share?
Well, you get a new pad.
A new Asus strip.
Okay.
Don't worry.
We spared no expense.
Good.
And these are kind of expensive. This box is like $199. Mixed response from the audience. Some were like, yeah.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, right. And then
I'll take 5.
It comes with 3 of each, so you get 6 pads total, the energy and the calm.
All right.
And then, then you can buy replacement pads. So you can go on a monthly installment plan for, what is it, $30 a month.
Okay.
And they send you as many as you need.
Okay. And I bet that works to my benefit financially somehow.
Yeah, we've already discussed the best option. The other one is to buy like an individual pack of 3 of these for $24.99.
Oh.
So it's $8.33 for every single one of these.
Anytime I want to feel energy or calm.
Indeed.
Yeah, you'd have to pay $8 for a 15-minute experience.
$8.33.
And
if
you keep your
I've paid more for a 15-minute experience.
If you keep your skin clean, you can use it maybe
I'm talking about like an episode of Steven Universe, you guys. All right.
Yeah. I've used one like maybe 3 times, but then by that time, I feel it starting to fall
off. So you're $24 into this thing.
Thankfully, they gave us these for evaluation, so.
Did you find you've used which one 3 times?
Either one I've been able to eke 3 uses out of.
I see. Feel that the results are reproducible between sessions?
We've used them like upwards of.
But you're asking, like, is the 3rd session as powerful as the first?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? Maybe I should experience it for myself.
Yeah, let's just do it.
May I touch you?
You may.
Very nice.
Not there! Should I take off my glasses?
I don't think you...
Are you going
to... I don't think you have to, but let's see.
All right.
While she's doing... Oh, she's using... They actually gave these little pads that let you kind of clean your skin. I didn't get
to
any of those.
To prep the area?
But I will usually wash my face in advance. Well, one thing I find interesting is that they call it...
I'm constantly soaking my face in rubbing alcohol, so...
Perfect. Why?
Please don't get the hair. Please don't get the eyebrow. I don't want to hurt. I hurt enough already.
I do find it interesting that it's called Think, but it's not supposed to do what the transcranial direct current stimulation devices do, which is like to increase your focus. It's only supposed to make you calm or what is it, energized. So
yeah, which one am I getting?
Getting energy as you requested.
Yeah, right. That's for damn sure. I need that. This is a whole day.
But does it help you think?
I don't know. Is it on? Wait.
You got to press the power button.
Don't press the power button, because I believe that there was some medical caveats you wanted to read to me before we turned this on.
That's so a good glad point.
You needed to ask me a series of questions.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Thanks. I feel I'm in good hands.
I'm so glad he remembered that. Yes, we are going to ask you. Okay. All right. If you're in the care of a physician, consult your physician before using this device. Okay. Right. If you're susceptible to, we already read reflex syncope, fainting.
Yes. Do you faint easily?
When you donate blood?
No.
Okay.
Great.
I do not donate blood.
We're good.
Pass.
Don't clap for that. Don't clap for that. Okay. Do not use this.
They just pour that stuff down the drain.
Do not.
That's my Alex Jones conspiracy theory. All donated blood. Blood donation is just a sham.
They throw it down the drain.
They just want your date of birth. And they like to watch you with needles in your arm.
Oh, and they inject substances into you, right? The same stuff they put in chemtrails.
I wouldn't know. I'm foggy on that for some reason.
Okay. Do not use this device if you have a cardiac pacemaker, implanted defibrillator, or other implanted medical or electronic device.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, that's good, because doing so...
You should know.
Well, but then I went and got my blood donated, and I woke up with an implant, so...
Well, if that were the case, it could cause
no,
electric shock burns. Okay, all right.
I don't have that. I'm good. I can go on all the amusement park rides, dude.
Do not use during pregnancy or if you are breastfeeding.
Nope. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm not pregnant.
All right. If you have an epilepsy or a history of seizures.
Nope. Nope.
Great.
Nope. I'm hoping to start one.
Temporomandibular joint disorder or Bell's palsy.
I do not have Bell's palsy, though I'm fascinated by it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Do not place Think strips on the body in locations other than those directed.
Okay.
I believe that Carrie Poppy followed the directions.
That's one I have broken. Okay. Do not use this device while driving, operating machinery, or during any activity in which electrical stimulation can put you at risk for injury.
I've just learned that I don't know how to sit on a stool, so
that may
this
count.
Feels a little precarious. So I'm going to stand.
I broke that one too. I used it while driving once, just to see. Okay. Don't use it while in a shower, bath, pool, or other body of water.
I think I'm safe.
Do not place electrodes over open wounds, sores, or rashes. Or over swollen, red, infected, or inflamed areas, or skin eruptions.
I only have open emotional wounds.
That's allowed. Do not, let's see, if the device has been damaged,
I'm
no.
No,
getting terrified.
You're okay.
I really
okay.
don't want this anymore.
Not in, I want this not in the happen. Presence of
How
strong electromagnetic fields. It's almost done. Under 18, no.
Don't assume.
Yeah.
Don't put it on your chest.
They already said that, kind of.
They implied that. All right, and not over the carotid sinus nerves, or the carotid sinus nerves, the front of the neck, or around the mouth. All right, we're good to go.
Wait, what's the carotid sinus nerve?
It's somewhere around here. I don't
know.
Well,
that's pretty close.
Oh, no, it's down here, I think. Yeah.
No, your sinus, you know. It would be around here.
Okay. All right, I think you're
good.
Okay.
You're fine.
All right. Now, the physician have checked you out. You're okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ross. So when you turn on the power on this thing, all I heard from side stage was, if this thing even touches your eyebrow, you will be in pain for the rest of your life. Yeah. What do I say if it hurts a lot? Ow.
We'll stand over my phone together where there's a stop button.
I've got a water bottle. I'll throw water on it if it hurts.
And you'll be able to stop it.
I would like to have a 300 pounds of baking soda standing by in case of an electrical fire.
But the worst that happens is it hurts a lot. Okay,
if it were hurting, it would be hurting now, right?
No.
Oh.
So we're going to pick the energy setting for John.
I totally want woke, obviously.
You want awake?
Oh, it's awake. I thought it said awoke.
Well, Should we let the audience
That's also
choose?
From Alex Jones.
This audience is really good at unanimity.
All right, I'm sending out what I want.
Okay.
Through my MODOK attachment. Prepare to receive my waves.
Okay, so we have awake, surge, boost. I'm going to cancel out Holly Jolly because we've got that over here. So awake, surge, boost, or work.
Okay, I'm... That's so fucking...
What? Isn't that creepy?
That's exactly what I was thinking. You know I don't like to swear on podcasts if I can avoid it. But that was fucked up as shit.
You ready?
You know what shit is, right? Shit's fucked up. Okay.
You ready?
Give me a surge.
Okay, we're beginning. Beginning 30-second ramp up.
Now, would I be in... Ooh, I'm feeling a little tingle.
Okay, good, good.
I don't know. I'm feeling a tingle across my scalp.
Correct.
Do you get that across your scalp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's a tingle going this way across my scalp.
Oh, maybe not then.
Now, I don't have someone out there doing secret ASMR out there. Someone out there whispering while wearing an anime costume or something.
Do you want to come back for that episode?
Yes.
Are you feeling energized?
Only insofar as I feel that death is much closer than it was.
Okay, great. So
before I attached an electrode to my head, and I have to...
The sort of energy you feel in a
crashing
plane.
I'm awake to what remains of my life.
Okay, great. Ross, are you feeling more energized?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if I'd say more. Uh-huh. Well, while it's going, like having a constant kind of buzz around your skin, it focuses you, I guess. You stay in your head.
You're thinking about how you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would not say this is a pleasant experience.
Thank you, right?
I would say that right now I'm feeling an intense tingling only on the top of my head and the right side of my head.
It looks like you
traveling
have
down, and then I'm getting a little on. I gotta say, I'm feeling a little something on my eyebrow, and I don't like that at all.
It's pretty far from your eyebrow.
Every now and then, like
my eyebrows are very sensitive.
Can I turn it up? Turn it up. Can I turn
whoa.
No, you agreed to do whatever the audience says.
No, I never made that agreement, and I don't like how quickly this is turning into a mob.
I would like to thank you that I said turn it up and you turned to them like it was a mob saying it.
Well, they were starting to go. What were you guys going to do? Turn it up.
Okay.
Whoa. All right, 54, 58, 58%.
Now I feel like I have like a big woolly caterpillar wandering around
nice.
My forehead with knives on its feet.
That sounds nice.
Not nice. You know.
So in your average day, is this the kind of thing you need? Do you usually feel tired?
Yeah, but I'll wake up if it gets me away from this. Ow. Okay.
I've noticed sometimes.
Do you want me to turn it down?
You can leave it there for a second.
Okay, turning
but
it back.
But I don't want anyone. I don't want to go any. Further.
No further.
Because here's the thing. Carrie Poppy emails me and she said, you want to come on stage and put a dumb thing on your head? I'm like, obviously I do.
Not my exact words.
Like, I know what you're, I listen to the podcast and know what it's about. You go and you investigate wild claims and it's always like, nope, they don't exist. And so I thought I was going to be getting something on and I was not going to feel anything. But it was all some kind of guided meditation racket. There's going to be some beeps and boops and some lights. But this thing is putting electricity into my head. It's really doing it. Like, mission accomplished. Oh! Did you make an adjustment just then, Carrie Poppy?
No, but there is, so it kind of adjusts
itself.
Oh,
it's going through its own.
It's got a pre-programmed, like, for each one of those.
You know,
surge, awake, whatever. They're different.
Because you have to.
It
you
modulates.
Can't just expect what's going to happen.
Let the,
or
let
your
the
brain
listening audience show
it.
That I'm leaning on both my friend and the stool. Because I'm not going to faint, but I... This is
Do you have syncope?
What's that again?
Fainting.
Fainting.
No, I don't have
it. Fancy fainting.
Okay, I'm good.
Do you feel anything twitching? I know there's a muscle in my forehead that will often just start, you know, kind of...
No,
I didn't know
there
was a muscle there.
I could see how that could start to happen.
Yeah.
I could see that I might get an involuntary nerve twitch.
And no,
those are always fun.
No flashes of light?
No flashes of light. Okay. Other than when the house was flashing the house lights.
Okay, yeah. We could all see
what?
That.
What? That didn't happen.
I have to say that the pad behind my ear is not comfortable. It is causing pain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the same kind of?
Just no, up around here, it's a tingling tightness up around my scalp and forehead area.
Uh-huh.
But the pad, which you put behind my ear, it's like
you just have delicate ears?
No.
Is it heating up? Sometimes it'll be like a temperature thing.
No, it doesn't feel like it's heating up so much, but it just feels like a sharp pain.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
I can take it!
I know what you're talking about.
I've never had a sharp pain back there.
Well, you really should try it. Oh, hurts to laugh. Okay. Hurts to move those muscles. If I smile, then my ear moves, and that adjusts the pad in a painful way.
I believe when I asked you
$200, you say, for this experience.
Yeah.
Now,
How about that?
The FDA has nothing to say about this device.
Really?
Which actually surprised me. But the FCC has given its big thumbs up. As Ian was saying, I think that just has to do with like the Bluetooth antenna.
Yeah.
Well, so devices.
Whoa! There we go. So that caterpillar just got to the top of my head.
He's got 3 minutes left on the clock.
Planting a flag there.
3 minutes left of surge.
I'm feeling nothing on the left hemisphere of my head. Everything. Yeah, you too. Yeah. Did you? Yeah. I'm trying. I was going to make a Malort joke, but I realized I gotta.
Yeah, stay on brand.
Stay on brand.
You're Apple guy right now.
And also, those jokes don't go very far.
Now, we are warned on numerous occasions in the literature that it takes a while to get in the groove with the vibe.
Not me.
They did use the word vibe, not groove. And so, yeah, so they said
You mean it's going to take a while for me to start enjoying this pain?
Right. Like, you have to do this repeatedly. Great vibes take a few tries. Once you get past the learning curve, vibes become much more effective.
Great vibes cost at least $24.
I've done this, like, 15 or 20 times.
Whoa, you like it?
No. It's
we do a
been
podcast.
Unpleasant. Yeah.
That's not an explanation for anything.
I think this is my
30th.
Oh,
do you want me to extend it by 5 minutes? It's asking me.
What's that? No, that's fine. The 1.52 I have left is good. So you've done it 15 times.
Yeah.
And do you
like
notice
that.
A difference in the experience?
No. So I've done the energy ones and the calm ones, and yeah, they hurt. Sometimes they hurt more. Sometimes they hurt less, but
Whoa.
One time I took the energy one and then immediately took a nap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, none of them have seemed to make me calmer.
This seems like an awful lot of money and electronics going into what is essentially one of those things you get at a novelty store that look like a big metal spider and you push it down on your head to get that tingly, that scalp massager, like... Get that for $1.99. My ear doesn't hurt.
Yeah, so they actually submitted a paper to Nature to prove that they're scientific. And
there are some studies.
They done some studies, Ross.
Anyone can submit a paper to Nature.
Right.
Dear Nature Magazine, it's me again, John Hodgman. I'm telling you, I'm levitating. Please send a team.
Okay.
Nature's a little better than
Nature
that.
Nature published a paper.
Oh!
There we are.
They published a paper.
But their sample sizes are quite small. So they have three experiments. The first one
it's not going to get bigger.
The first one has 19 people. Second one had 45 people. Third one had 20 people. And so, yeah, they were able to show that there were, like, some positive outcomes, but the sample size is so small.
Positive outcomes of what kind? By the end, they all got promotions and were making more money.
reduced anxiety.
Wait, I'm going to bring it up from their website.
Okay, great.
I would say that if you threatened to put this on me again, if I didn't say that I had experienced reduced anxiety, I would say, I'll say whatever you need me to say. I feel so much better. I don't need it.
These studies have shown that Think's technology significantly lowers biochemical markers of stress, such as alpha amylase. Significantly, significantly improves sleep quality as measured by a clinical grade actigraph.
Yeah, you know what? I got my power poses and I got my Ambien. That's all I need for my stress and my sleep.
Buffers the stress response during stressful situations as measured by biometric measurements, heart rate variability, galvanic skin conductance, which an E-meter.
This is sounding a little similar to Scientology now.
Lowers anxiety and boosts mood as measured by clinical psychological surveys. Profiles of mood scale, anxiety, and stress scale.
Well, I enjoyed spending time with you. So that's something. It brought us together in that way.
It works.
Yeah. The app is telling me that I'm supposed to rate it.
Yeah, it's asking you if you had a good experience,
John. Let's ask the audience how good of an experience you had. On a scale of 1 to 7... Oh, they lost their agreement.
I heard a pretty strong 6.
All right.
I take issue with the scale because it's a scale of 1 to 7 where 7 is amazing and 1 is no effect.
What would you have used?
Well, the opposite of amazing is not no effect. It's horrible and terrifying, and I want it off my face. And now I'm feeling something in my calf. And the middle is good. Where is this data going?
To Think.
Their servers.
I can't, in good conscience, say either good, amazing, or no effect.
I think you should write an email. That'll definitely get you really far in the system.
Yeah, that really helps with my anxiety.
I tried once going for the middle one, and it said, we're sorry to hear that.
I'm going to say 2, because I'm just going to say 2. Vibe. Oh, here we go. Sorry to hear that. Let's see if we can fix this. Please tell us a little bit more. Here are the options. The module didn't fit well, only felt the effect briefly, I didn't feel any effect, vibe was uncomfortable, totally uncomfortable vibes. Submit. It won't let me submit it. Got it. The most likely reason for this is with the placement of your module.
No.
It says so right
on
the app.
That's not right.
It says you did it wrong. I'm done.
I'm looking at it. It's
I can
beautiful.
Reach a vibe expert or say, I'm done, and I'm definitely done. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thanks, John Hodgman.
Give it up for John Hodgman.
I don't... Please take it off me.
Oh, yeah. No, bye.
You shouldn't be feeling anything at this point in terms of tingling.
Well, I think there's some... Well, you know, tearing tape off the back of my head. That's what I feel. I don't... Okay.
John, when's your show today?
Hang on, I'm...
Someone said 6, do you know?
I'm feeling a surge of euphoria that I'm back to normal. Let's see, I'm going to give out my vibe. Now I'm not wearing the thing. Let's see if we can reproduce the result of you all knowing the facts. What time is my show tonight?
8!
Oh my gosh! Whoa. You see? I don't need that.
Amazing.
I don't need no implants in order to get my vibe across.
Perfect.
Do you need anything else from me?
No, please go.
Oh.
Thank you, John Hodgman.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, well, who needs him?
He's dead. So,
how are you feeling?
Yeah, okay. I've been just restarting it each time with a new program. So what am I on now? Work, I think. We're doing work here.
Yep. Yeah, you're doing a lot better.
Do get used to it after a while. Like, if it's constantly buzzing, then that's my life now.
How's your cracked rib?
The same.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I had a headache the first time I tried it, and I was hoping maybe it would make the headache go away, but it didn't. It didn't make it worse, though.
So it gives me a little bit of a headache.
Does it?
Yeah, yesterday it really did. I feel like it kind of pulls on an artery there or something.
There's a variety of physical sensations. So sometimes it's a pulling feeling, sometimes pinching, sometimes little needles, sometimes adhesive coming loose.
Yeah.
What else have we felt? That there's the twitching muscle, there's the flickering lights, and then there's the bright shining lights. They don't all happen at once, but they come over time.
Yeah, notice neither of us is oh, and a sense of calm.
Now, I will say, there are three times where I wore the calm strip and, you know, wore it in bed, and I did fall asleep while using it. Sometimes I had to, like, play it twice or play that other one. What is that? The Good Night. Yeah, sometimes I'd play that and then play sleep. And yeah, usually I'd fall asleep. But was I already tired? Yes.
Didn't you also play the Good Night while driving?
Yes. So... So after a while, you know, once you've used it, you want to see, like, well, what if I use it the way it's not intended?
Yeah.
So yeah, I played it, the sleep ones, when I'm trying to stay awake and alert, and I've done okay. Like, you know, I haven't felt, like, super sleepy. And then once I went to bed, and I put on the energy one, I cranked it up, like, energy, and then I fell asleep. So,
yeah. Same here. I did the energy one, and then, like I said, took a big old nap. So I'm not persuaded, Ross.
Yeah. So... As John said, we're not just pretending like, that like something's actually happening. We are being zapped. So we're already like far above the level of homeopathy. This does something.
Yeah.
The question is...
This is a device.
And, yeah, right. And, you know, the basic idea of stimulating the brain via the nerves, you know, that's credible. But are the effects as pronounced as what they are marketing? That's another question, and we think the answer to that question is,
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to note also that the paper and the studies that they submitted to Nature, they had also experimented to see, does this give you better cognitive focus, which is what transcranial direct stimulation is for. It's to give you this, like, sharp cognitive focus.
Yes.
They found no result, and then they tried to sort of play that off as like, oh, that's not what we were looking for. We just wanted to see if it diminishes that, and it doesn't.
Right. I saw a quote by the CEO where he was saying, like, oh, well, the cranium and other layers, like, absorb a lot of the energy. So, yeah, we go for those easily exposed nerves.
Right. But it's clear, like, of course that's what you were looking for, and you just got no results. So then you said, oh, that's not even what we were doing. We always just wanted to make you calm. Come on.
I will say, the first time I tried to use this for sleep, I snuck into bed and I just put this on, and my wife kind of rolled over and she put her hand up and she said, what is that? And I said, oh, it's that device thing. And she said, I was so going to smack you in the face. So be careful. That could be some danger value right there.
Speaking of which, should we talk about our ratings?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's rate this thing.
Cool. So what would you give this on a pseudoscience rating where... one is something incredibly pseudoscientific.
That's like right.
Like
what?
I don't know. Your whole, this whole room, this whole hall is made of goat sperm.
I'm not buying that.
Right.
Nope.
So that's a 10, right? And then one is something incredibly scientific, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
proven by evidence.
Yes,
rigorous
exactly.
Study.
Yes, yes, yes. Like we all are evolutionarily on an arc with the other non-human
animals?
Primates. Yeah.
You confused me with the arc. Oh, theory of evolution. Okay. This is the toughest one to rate it on because I would say it's not pseudoscientific in like the theory of what it's doing. I would just say the effects aren't as pronounced, and I'm guessing placebo is doing a lot more of the heavy lifting than the actual like stimulation, as much as you can feel it. I'm gonna say four. I'm gonna say four.
Four.
How about you? What are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna say five. Yeah. I feel like it's pretty in the middle there.
Usually when we record this, we've noticed that we never actually think about it in advance. Neither of us will be like, what am I going to rate this thing? We get in front of the microphone and we're like, oh, shoot, I got to rate this.
Yeah, and then there's dead silence.
So then we cut out the dead silence. So we realize we have to do this quickly for this recording.
For this live show.
Okay, well, you gave it a?
Five.
Five, okay. All right, we're in the ballpark. Yeah. Okay, what would you give this on a danger rating where... 10 is something really dangerous, like, you know, trying to crowd surf here, but they're pretty far away, so just kind of jump and...
That guy's ready.
Yeah, yeah. And he would nobly, like, reach out to grab you, but some bad things would happen. And one is you use the stairs. That's not dangerous.
Okay.
But hold on to the handrail.
Actually, I almost tripped on those stairs in these shoes, so I'm going to give that
a
2.
And you take off those shoes and you're not wearing this.
All right. Okay, it does qualify, right? Because, I mean, it's zapping my eyeball, and I keep seeing white.
They told me it's 100% safe.
Yeah, they said that. last night, as I was trying to go to bed, I kept like pushing on my temple because I could still feel like the sort of pressure from having worn it that day. That mm-hmm. doesn't seem right.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to give it a 3.
On the danger scale. I think that's fair. Like, and there's all those contraindications that, you know, could if you weren't aware maybe of some issue. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe also, like, when I was like, I think I do have the things you said, and they're like, try it anyway. It might not be the best
right.
attitude.
That's right. They earned at least a point for that. And there's occasionally where you just feel like the, so, yeah, I'll say 2.5. I'll slightly undercut you.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, what about creepiness, Ross?
Ooh.
We're one something not at all creepy, like this beautiful crowd.
Oh.
Oh, perfect. Oh, see, there they are. And 10 is something super creepy. Like, you walk out into this crowd, and as the lights slowly come up, you realize that every single person has your face.
Wow. Right? How does she do it? I don't know. Where does that come from? I'm going to say it slightly registers like a 0.8. It's not even a full point. But like you're wearing this thing and people ask you about it and you look a little funny and, you know, it's kind of tied to our future of modifying our own bodies mm-hmm. in various ways. Mm-hmm. So there's a little okay. bit of creep factor to it. How about you?
6.
Whoa!
I can't believe you don't think this is creepy.
I think this is perfectly normal.
You're attaching a device under your forehead and electrocuting your brain.
Well, when you say it that way. All right, that's fine. It's just, I'll move up to a solid 1.
Yeah, no, I think it's super creepy. I think that if you described this to someone even in, like, 1980, they'd be like, oh, uh-huh, you live in Back to the Future too. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel like this is my last chance, so I'm just...
still doing
I'm cranking it up one more time. Ooh, I feel it. Oh, man. Okay, what would you give this... light's flickering. What would you give this on a... oh, pocket drainer value, where one is something not very pocket draining... like, you know, someone hands you an apple and you see them wash it off and everything, in case you were worried about germs, I don't know.
Okay.
But they give it to you for free. Mm-hmm. That's the important
okay.
part.
Got it.
And a 10 is, let's see, you go to buy an apple, mm-hmm. maybe a device. But
Apple.
Yay, Apple. But there's been a price hike. It's now maybe $200. To eat this apple.
Oh, yeah,
and,
it's too much.
And then if you want to get add-ons, they're like, you know. Mm, you
$8
have to get
an apple.
You have to pay monthly.
Okay, got it. It's a
just
pretty
a non-specific
loose
example.
Metaphor.
But that's an apple. Maybe this is worth more than an apple.
Right, okay. 6. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6 here, too. I think it's, yeah, for what it is, the device it is that, like, you only get a really shallow and short-lived benefit.
Mm-hmm.
If you get one. I mean, I don't even really get one. But I think it's supposed to last, like, you know, maybe you get this sort of jolt for an hour or something.
Yeah.
To get that for $8 a use and $200 up top.
Unless I'm missing something about their pricing plan. Maybe they give you 3 packets. I don't know. The way I was reading it, it sounded like you get 1 packet and it only has 3 things in it.
Strips in it. Yeah, yeah. No, you were reading it right.
Strips,
sure.
That's the word for it.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, you said 6. I'm going to say, yeah, I'll say 7. I'll say it's, you know, it's a lot of money for what it is. Of course, there's a lot of, you know, there's electronics going on here. They had to make this thing. But, yeah, for what you get out of it, I would say, yeah, it's a bit much. Sorry. Waiting.
Are you getting electrocuted?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's angry at me for saying that. I'm going to, yeah, 7. Just you could also get 9-volt batteries, apparently, and hook them up. But at least this way you know that it's been kind of pre-configured. There's something in that. But I feel it's mostly placebo. But, yeah, maybe some people would dig it.
Maybe.
Like, I think our flight attendant came away wanting to buy one.
She actually asked us where to get it. If it had been the flight back, I would have just given her mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Actually, Is there someone here who thinks they're the biggest Ono, Ross, and Carrie fan in the room?
Oh,
yeah?
Amazing.
Come on up.
Are we going to, like, test him on the... Oh, he came right
yeah.
up the stairs.
Yeah. Here, come to this third mic.
What is your name?
Hi.
I'm Ben. Hi.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
I'm Carrie.
Nice to meet
you. Okay, why do you think you're the biggest fan?
Been listening since you started on Max Fun. Like it a lot. We've talked on Twitter once or twice.
Oh, cool, cool.
That's pretty...
What's your handle?
The Safari Master.
Okay, I don't remember
That's
your
fine.
Handle.
I don't even remember what we talked about. I'm sure I bragged about it to people.
Okay,
If
okay.
you ever have questions for me, the best way to ask them is to tweet
That's
Carrie.
Not the best way. But that is the most common way. Tell us some tiny bit of trivia about ourselves, and if we're persuaded that you're the biggest fan, okay. I'll give you my thing.
Oh, my God. I was already going to try to figure out a way to ask you for it after the show.
Perfect.
And if you didn't, I was going to do the 9-volt thing. Okay, let's see. Some kind of trivia. You say the goat sperm thing in every episode. That's pretty big trivia.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, my God.
That
I'm
is
a little
true.
Too drunk to be put on the spot.
I didn't know you were going to make him work for this.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's right.
Ask me a trivia question.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fair. What should we ask him?
Maybe that's a bad idea. Okay. I don't get it.
Yeah, we do know ourselves pretty well.
I'll do my best.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. What's my dog's name?
That's a very good one. Don't tell me. God, I know this. I've seen that dog.
It starts
so much.
With a vowel.
Tell me what letter it starts with.
E.
Ella.
Ella. Yeah. There it is.
All right.
Yes. Hey. Of course I know your dog's name.
That earns a think device.
Woo!
One of these was worn by John Hodgman.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You,
Should
ben.
I leave the stage?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Okay.
You may go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Do you have, like, the box and the little charging cable? We may need to find Ben later and
yeah,
give him the rest of the pieces.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're
Look
backstage. Yeah, Ben, find us sometime. I'll give you a charging cable. You probably have one?
Oh, yeah. It's like
oh,
a,
it is.
It's not
typical.
A specific,
okay.
yeah. It's like a micro USB
yeah,
charge.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. All right, good. Cool.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite moment in the investigation?
I had a friend last weekend who saw me using this, and she was the first person to, like, just really get excited about this and ask me a ton of questions. So, like, you want to try it? I will give her positive testimony. She said that, like, she felt her eyes were more, like, open and alert. Like, oh, I can see better than I did before, which I thought was interesting.
Cool. Mine's sort of the opposite experience. So I put mine on. My boyfriend came in the room. He was like, "What's that?" And I was like, "It's this device. I like it. Like electrocutes your brain." And I like started telling him.
Did he almost hit your face?
No. He's so used to this bullshit that he's like, "Cool. I'm taking Ella out."
Good story.
Just that you can tell someone I'm electrocuting my brain, and they're like, "Dog's gotta poop."
Yeah? Okay. No. Excellent. Indirectly zapping our brains.
Right. No. All right, cool.
Well,
that's it for our show.
That's it for our show. Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
And our show is produced and edited by Ian Kramer, who's here tonight.
Ian Kramer.
This is Ian.
We always
never
mention him.
See Ian. Yep. So we just wanted you to meet Ian.
I exist and I talk.
Yeah, Ian lives in Washington State, and like we never see Ian.
I bet you thought we were making him up the whole time.
I was with them for the very first episode, and then I quickly moved away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we became great friends. He helps us record the first episode, and then he moves to Washington.
I was there at the vegan Thai place when we decided the name.
Yeah, yeah, you are to thank for our name.
I thought, oh crap, it's Ross and Carrie. Like, I imagine what that's what they would they'd think if they knew who you were.
You're to thank.
Yeah, that's me.
We've heard that uttered many times by many people, so you were right. And remember,
as our friends at Sawbones say,
don't drill a hole in your head.
All right, Ono, Ross, and Carrie. Big round of applause.